Shabbos. Shabbos is kula. Shabbos is all the mitzvahs and mas and toivim come together with Yid on Shabbos, right? It's all the malachim that are created on during the week, so they all come Shabbos. They all have an aliyah on Shabbos. Shabbos is the aliyah soilim. So Shabbos is a yam to kedusha. Every Yid gets an neshama yisera. If you get more kedusha, you need shmira. So that's why two malachim accompany us on Shabbos. We have bodyguards. Shabbos, we have to walk around with bodyguards. Shabbos, we're carrying a lot of money with us. Shabbos, we're carrying a lot of kedusha. All the mitzvahs that we did during the week. So very often the mitzvahs that we did, we weren't zoicha to release it properly from the machal or from whatever the case is. Shabbos, everything gets released. So Shabbos is where you have the pure kedusha itself without the peel, without the shell around it. So therefore, it's easy to get lost. During the week, you're walking around with kedusha that's mislabish in something, whatever you're doing. Shabbos is the kedusha's there. Believe it, but without it, it's labishes. And therefore, that's why you need the shmir. That's why Shabbos we have malachim coming home with us. That's the inyan. That's the sod of the isa of boyer on Shabbos. Boyer takes the psoilus away from loich. That's during the week. During the week, there's kedusha and there's a psoilus around the kedusha. Shabbos, there's no psoilus. Shabbos is all mavura. So that's why Shabbos is all mavura. So boyer is also, and if it's all mavura already, that's the bechina of after the chet. Why should I make a shmir on ganei? Who needed a shmir on ganei? Slat acher b'misapeches lishmor is eitz agan. It's a shmir before the chet. It didn't need before the chet. There's no chetzainim. Adam Rishon, as a result of the chet, had to put levushim on. Levushim means that to hide the kedusha. That to hide the kedusha. That's the bechina of shmir that came as a result of the chet. Shabbos Kodesh, all the kedusha that we had shaychus with during the week comes out of the hiding place. So that's the derech lishmor eitz achaim. That's Shabbos Kodesh. That's why it's much easier to feel. There's no klippah. You eat and your neshama feels it. There's no klippah. It's like the people coming in the bank. You know, these security people. They come to deliver money to the bank. They carry these huge things with helmets. Just imagine that. Just imagine outside the bank, you see somebody without a safe, just carrying out wads of notes. just taking them out. And people are walking. The guards are walking the street with $500 million of cash on their backs. That's what it looks like in Shabbos. Every year that comes home from shul with all his kedusha and with all his Torah and with all his mitzvahs and with all everything he did, without the slapshes of Olam Asiyah. That's why Shabbos says a few times, right? Shomer of an Israel is a Shabbos. Shomer of an Israel, the mitzvah is Shomer of an Israel is a Shabbos. That's why if a person speaks to Baruch Mitzvah on Shabbos or a person's Mazalzel on Shabbos, so he's not guarding Shabbos. It's terrible. That's why Mechalleh Mas Yumos. Because Pshat is, it's like you give somebody $1 million, you ask him to deliver it to the bank. So the guy takes it out in a plastic transparent bag. He's walking the street with a bag full of dollars. He's going to get mugged. The guy's going to say, if I gave you money, you've got to guard it. What do you leave it open for? If you want to leave it open, you need shmir. So that's the same thing. They're trying so hard. That's why there has to be a buffer zone. Shabbos is a buffer zone. I'll be pshat. The buffer zone is that's Tosefes Shabbos. In other words, if the choil touches Shabbos, so then it can have a yenika. And the day that the Sitracha wants most yenika is on Shabbos because everything's easy to get. He doesn't have to break through the safe. The money's there. So therefore, you have to make a Tosefes Shabbos where you break the choil, where you make a buffer zone between Shabbos and choil. I'll be pnimius atoyer. That's the whole inyan of the kavanas of the aliyas ha'olamis. That there's a moedik shmir going on. It says that the seid aliyas ha'olamis. So usually the lower middas start going into the high middas, and then the high middas go up. Usually the aliyah starts from the lower middas, and the kabbalah shabbos starts from the high middas. First the gimel rishonis, first the gimel moichin of asiyah ha'olah. Why? Because when their oila comes such a bright aur that it blinds the chetzoinim, so that they shouldn't be able to come and be yoinik. And And then what happens is then it's like you don't want anybody to see. So you're going out with all these valuables. So what do? You shine this unbelievable flashlight that all the ganofim are waiting to steal. Won't see where they're going. And then you take out. Then you take everything out. So that by Havod Hashem ben Eilim, Havod Hashem Kovod Lo, Havod Hashem Kovod Shemoy. That's the aliyah of the three of the Gimel Rishonos. And then it comes a Moed Ka'or. That Or is blinding for the Sitra Acher. And then we take the lower midas away. And then you start the lower midas. What happens at the end? What happens at the end? You have that's the buffer zone. I'll pick Pnimius. That's the buffer zone. Because once Netzach Oy Desoy the Malchus Oyla to Chagat, Chagat is Oyla to Chabat. Then what's left is a buffer zone between the lower midas and the Koyches and the Sitra Acher. That's the buffer zone. That's been emptied out. The middas, the lower middas, have risen, and that area is empty. So then you have the Sitra Acher, you have an empty zone, and then you have the middas of Kedusha. That's the sort of the Sefer Shabbos. That's the Inyan of Shomru and Israel of Shabbos. Shabbos, all the dollars are all transparent. Therefore, you better have a good Shmira. So we do our best in the Shmira, and then the Malachim take us back from Shul to make sure that we don't bump into anything. Shmira on Shabbos. Same thing with the Bismikdash. You know what the Tefer Shleimer says? Why is Yushlaim? Yushlaim Horem Sovel. Why is Yushlaim surrounded by mountains? Yushlaim is so Kodosh that all the Koyches Hara want to get to Yushlaim. Oh, the Yidin Abada, the Yidin Zicha. Right? The Yidin Zicha. So what did the Rebbe Shleimer do? So he made Yushlaim Horem Sovel. It's a fortified city. It's got all mountains around it. That, you know, to make it harder for the Sitra Acher to come to be yoined from Yerushalayim. See, what's the oimek of Mokaf Chaim and Moshe Yeshua ben Nafka? By Moshe Rabbeinu, we were in an anakovet. By Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody could get anywhere near us. We wrapped around an anakovet. So that was a big slavish, nobody could get anywhere near us. Yeshua was the first kufa we were running around without Shemira, we were running around without an anakovet. Yeshua took us into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's the sod of Mukaf and Chayma Mimois Yeshua Ben Nun. Yeshua Ben Nun started a new darga, and that's the darga of Mukaf and Chayma. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need a Mukaf and Chayma, the Nana Kovet. The biggest yoinik for Kedusha is always Amalek. So the whole story of Purim is Esau, is Amalek, Haman is Amalek. Amalek is Rashi's going, they can get all the way up to till the Rashi's. In other words, the tzidua, the koyach atuma, the brushes, mamish, like bumper to bumper, scrapes onto the thing, that's Esav. Esav scrapes onto Yaakov. That's the sod of the sod Hashem and sod Azazel, they look so alike. Esav is a koyach to be nizdame to Yaakov. And that's who you have to be careful. Whenever this is gabris of Esav, so you need a big shmir. So that's the sod of the story of Purim. Rizal says that Haman had a Mordechai Yanika. Right? The Malik has a Mordechai Yanika. They know where to steal the Kedusha from. So the story of Megillah is that you need the vote of a Kafas Chayim with some Shobinah. That's the Sod. You must daven in an open area either. Where's the Biru? The Biru is the Sugi of Maseches Megillah. The Sugi says Maseches Megillah. If you daven in the street, so you're not allowed to be mashkin, you're not allowed to urinate. Daladamas, why? Because that Daladamas is coin of the place. Somebody says that you're not allowed to. So then the whole Nahardar is one big base of Knesses. If you can have an open air shul, so then the whole Nahardar is one big base of Knesses. So then he says, no, it's only a mokka, it's gotta be a mokka that's designated for shul. The pshat is the food is mavura on Shabbos. That's the whole musik. The whole Indian of Suda Shabbos is because the biru that takes place in terms of food, that's mavura. That's mavura. Yeah. That's mavura. Already. That's the Rashi in Beitza. The Neshami Seir is Nana from Achim.
What other
brachos? The whole Erev Shabbos, the whole Adam Rishon's Nibra Erev Shabbos, Kadesh Yikonis Lesuda Shabbos.
Right.
So Pshat is that why was he created an Erev Shabbos, Kadesh Yikonis Lesuda Shabbos? Because the Suda Shabbos, that's the. He would have eaten a Suda Mavur Eres.
Right.
Shabbos is Mavara Achila. Shabbos makes the food into matzah. That's why all the lechem mishnah on top and underneath. Lechem mishnah is all the zecher to the mon. The mon was mavoredik food. It doesn't mean that the trees were mon. The food was mon. The mon was mavoredik food. So avodas achila on Shabbos was mavoredik achila. I think so. It could be wrong. It's nivra already. That's the inan of lechem. The first mitzvah Adam Rishon got was Achal Teuchel. Achal Teuchel was the first, you know, it's the famous from Tzaddik. Tzaddik says everywhere the first mitzvah is always Achila. It came out of Mitzrayim, first mitzvah is food. Adam Rishon was created, food. Because Tzaddik is there, the food, you know, with Mavara, food with Mavara, all the sides. Because the food comes from the Doimim, the ground, and it's grown, it's Tzameach, and then when we have an animal, we have a shtickl, we have lechem mishnah, then we have a shtickl animal. So that's a bearer of doimim tzameach chayim adaber. That's what it's before. Could be that's why during the week you call the bread lechem. Shabbos you call it challah. Why? Because lechem is miloshem milchama. During the week the avoid of achila is a milchama. Shabbos is muvereres. Muvereres means it's like why it's. It says that why the women think, because Chava was called Chalasa Shalaylam. She was called Chalasa Shalaylam. In other words, she was Yitzhak Kapov Shalakav Shbaruch. So that's, yeah, it's because of the Chet, she had to think. But the Maisa, the Indian of Chala is Chalasa Shalaylam. Chala is called Rashis. That's Mavura already. Got spoiled later. But the Maisa of Rashis is Mavura. So